Hey everybody, and welcome back to episode 4 of the Souls and Flower podcast. This week, I was going to talk about the way we interact with others in-game, and the way it's changed, and the way that guilds work, the way that the new LFG system works, and the way that general chat works. And I think that we've seen a change in the way pugs work. Well, you know, we've seen a huge change in the way pugs work, because now it's all automated. And I mean, talk about Skynet coming through and just taking over our pugging experience in Warcraft. Because for years and years, we had to go and we had to sit in trade chat and look for people that wanted to do a dungeon. Or you had to be in a guild and you'd have to spam, who wants to do heroic? We need to get a tank, a healer, and two more DPS. Or we had to sit in that pathetic system they called the LFG a long, long time ago. And wait for people to go in and queue for the same dungeon and say what their roles were, and then, you know, type a little note of what they could do. And then we'd have to arrange our own groups. And now, we just put ourselves in, we just select which role, and we say, I want to do a daily random, I don't care which one, I just want to get my 2 frost badges and get the fuck out. And the computer does everything for us. It arranges the group, it selects a healer, a tank, and 3 DPS, and they stick us in a dungeon, and they say, have at you. And most people in most random dungeons will never say a word to these other people. They will never say hi, they will never say welcome, they'll never say, you know, DPS stand a little bit farther back. It is just, I'm going to kill this, this, and this, and then we're done. And I think that has really changed the way that people interact on Warcraft, and it's changed the way we interact with the game, because now it's becoming almost a very solo type game. Because now you can get on for 30 minutes a day, I've got my level 80, I'm going to run 3 different heroics, I'm going to get my badges on all 3 of my tunes, and then I'm done, I'm going to get off. Maybe do some dailies, maybe, you know, chat with the guild for a little while, but that's kind of rare, because we're in this wind-down mode right before Cataclysm comes out, and it's very, very solo. I recently transferred my Shammy to a different realm, and he is currently guildless, so the only connection to socially I have in the game now is trade chat and my real ID friends. I think it's interesting to see the way that trade chat interacts with people now. It's very social. It's almost civilized on some realms, which is kind of strange. You do get the occasional troll, but they're shot down really quickly, and I think that's because a lot of people are having to migrate from all these other forms that they used to have, like running dungeons. They can't be social really in there anymore, so they have to be social in this other aspect. They have to be social in trade. And then I think the way that our guilds and our general chat has also changed, because a lot of people are no longer questing. They don't have to do it because they LFG, and the LFG gets you more experience faster, and it also gets you, while you're leveling 70 to 80, it gets you 2 emblems of triumph every day. So I leveled my Shammy from 73 to 80 solely through LFG. I did LFG every single day because I wanted to get those badges so I'd have enough badges to get gear once I hit 80. And also because the experience is, oh my god, so much better. And once I got tired of running my 3 or 4, however many dungeons that day, I'd log off and I'd let rested XP, you know, accumulate. Only through the last 4 bars on 79 did I have no rested experience, and that was, oh my god, that was rough. I think that took me 2 full, you know, randoms to get the last 4 bars. And, you know, I never made any friends in these randoms because they're all on different servers. I never exchanged, you know, oh, my other tunes are this, this, and this, and hit me up if you ever need anything. And the way that LFG used to work, that's what you did. You said, well, hey, I'm going to be on tomorrow, and I'm going to be leveling. If y'all want to run this place again, because we're all going to be the same level, because you can't level that fast, it's, you know, let's do this again. And that's what we did. I remember on when I was leveling my my priest back on my old server way back then, Fenris, I had a group of 4 other people, and we ran Sunken Temple every single night for almost a week and a half. And these were total strangers we had never met before, but we were all in, I think it was Blasted Lands or something. And, you know, somebody spammed, hey, in general chat, hey, does anybody want to run Sunken Temple? I have a quest that I need to get done in there. And I was on my priest, and I had a priest quest I need to get done in there. And so everybody was like, yeah, let's get together. And we pulled somebody in, a tank from somebody's guild, and I was healing. And we just had a really good time, and we all added each other's to friends list. And we'd whisper each other every once in a while, and it was, you know, I felt like I was part of a community, and I was part of, you know, this larger player base that was so vast. Outside of my guild, outside of my friends that I had on my friends list, there was the possibility to meet, interact with the other people that seems to be gone now, that the LFG has sort of taken from us. But not really, it hasn't removed the option to take it. It's just that we've become too lazy to go out and say, "Hi, how are you? My name is blah, blah, blah." And that's our own fault, and we should really be, I mean, quite almost ashamed of this fact that we've decided to reduce randoms to this fashion. And today I logged into my chamois and I ran a heroic, and my chamois's name is, I'm very proud of it, he's a Draenei chamois, and his name is Octopus Prime. I just thought the name was really funny. I actually got the name from the Warcraft forums. I googled good shaman names, or funny shaman names, that's what it was. And somebody had one of those names posted for a Draenei, and I just thought that was hilarious, and I picked it. I wish I could say I was more original, but I wasn't. I was original on my mage, which is Blinkenstein, but that's a different story. But I think that that the him talking to me, the tank talking to me about what a cool name that was the only interaction we had in that LFG, and it was kind of sad. Because I acknowledged him by saying, "Oh, LOL, you know, thanks a lot. I really enjoyed picking the name, and I really enjoyed playing my chamois. Let's see how well we can do in this dungeon." And we did. We ran through it in 15 minutes, and we were done. And I'll never see that person again. I'll never talk to them. I'll never recognize their name again when I get into another LFG. And I think that's sad. And I think that I'm going to make it my personal mission to interact with other people in the other LFGs more. Because I don't want it to be that way. I don't want it to be, "Hey, we're going to get in, we're going to knock this out, and we're never going to say anything to each other." Because this is a social game, and this is why I play this game, to play with other people. Because with work and school and everything else, I barely have time to really go out and socialize. I don't really have time to, you know, run to the bar and just sit down. And so this is, you know, 30 minutes of socializing that I have, and I want to make it social. So I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to make a conscious effort to talk to people while I'm sitting in game. And I hope you'll do the same. If you want to, please email me with any questions or comments at gnome.riley@gmail.com, or come over to the soulsandflower.wordpress.com blog and just scrape through whatever posts I put up there and just enjoy your gaming experience, and I hope we'll all be a little bit more social in the future. Thanks, and have a great day.